honey. You're home. I mean. Look who finally decided to pop up. Seems like you've been taking your sweet time, mister. Oh, there was a traffic jam? Is that so? My, how unfortunate. Did you have fun being alone in your car, away from me, with your podcasts and your road coffee and your aloneness? What? No, I didn't miss you. I never miss you. Like I would miss you. I'm a modern independent Neko, so no, I didn't miss you. I was annoyed that you kept me waiting for this long because apparently you can't be bothered to for once spend some time with your girlfriend. Hey, what are you doing? Well, yeah, I can see you're hanging up your coat. I mean, well, what's that dangly thing hanging out of your pocket? You brought me string! I guess I could put it with my others. But don't start thinking you can buy my affection that way. It has a tassel. Well, anyway, aren't we forgetting something? I don't know. Maybe we want to give our beloved girlfriend a kiss or something? Our beloved, gorgeous, patient girlfriend who's been kissless all day? Oh, finally. Oh, what? Yeah, okay, maybe I miss you a little bit. But I was mostly annoyed. and lonely. But not too lonely, because I'm a strong, independent Neko, and don't you forget it. So, what did you get for dinner? Huh? What? Well, yeah, I know it was my day off. So what? No, I didn't go grocery shopping. It was my day off. Why would I go grocery shopping on my day off? I had stuff to do. Around the house, you know. What stuff? Well, stuff. I mean, important stuff. I had a pressing appointment with a very important sunbeam. You know that. I always nap in a sunbeam on Saturdays. You know what? Never mind. I don't have to justify myself to you, Mr. Traffic Lover over here, judging what I do with my day off. Anyway, now that you're finally here, we can spend some quality time together. Now, come here, to the couch. Well, come on, I'm super exhausted, and I need to take a nap. Well, yeah, I already took a nap. Hello, cat girl here. I take many naps, but I've only had solo naps today. Now, come on, lay down. I want to use you as a pillow. What? I don't care that you're not sleepy. Do I look like I care that you're not sleepy? Come on, you should have thought of that before and done something tiring. Besides, I'm sleepy, and that should be enough. Now, stop being so difficult. Come on. There. Yes. That's better. Meow. Hello, I said, meow. What do you mean, so what? When I say meow, that's your cue to start giving me ear scritchies. Gosh, one would think you're doing this for the first time, and I know you're not. You're very good at ear scritchies. Now, come on. Oh, finally, there we go. There we go. What? No, I don't love this. It's all right. Adequate. You are doing an okay job. Now, don't let that go to your fat head. Pet me some more. What? Well, yes, my paws are cold. That's why I'm putting them under your jumper, duh. You are my boyfriend. It is your solemn duty to keep my paws warm. Now, hold still. I'm searching for the warmest spot. Here? No. Here? No. Here! Oh! Ooh, so toasty. Oh, what is it now? I'm needing you. That's a sign of affection, dumbass. Come on, could you perchance stop making so much noise? Ugh, God, you're so loud. Ouch, ooh, you drew blood. Do you mind? I'm trying to get into a zone here. I'm trying to get some sleep, remember? Ah, you did not just suggest that I trim my claws, did you? I'll have you know that there are a lot of Neko boys out there who find my claws very attractive, you know? You wouldn't dare get claw caps for me, would you? Well, ah, well, if you do, they better be the sparkly ones. If I have to suffer the indignity of claw caps, I'll suffer in style. Come on, I don't see why you're making such a fuss about my claws. You should barely feel them through your jumper, you wussy. Oh, I still have my paws under your jumper. Well, whoopsie, my bad. Oh, come on, don't be such a baby. You want a Band-Aid? You want 6 Band-Aids? Oh, it's not that much blood. And who said you could stop giving me ear scritchies, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it. Yes, that's the spot. Oh. You know, come to think of it, you really only need one hand to give me ear scritchies. So, I don't see why we should let your other hand sit idle when it could give me, back rubs. Yes! Oh, yes, I want back rubs now, please. Oh, yeah. Huh? What is it? Oh, sorry, I can't help it. I start needing you when I'm relaxed. Yeah, okay, I'll pull my paws out of your jumper, wussy. If you don't care at all, that your poor girlfriend will get icy, cold paws, and her little toe beans will just rot right off like a leper, frostbitten, forever mutilated by her heartless boyfriend. Excuse me? I didn't mangle you. I might potentially have given you a few loving little scratches and bites. Oh, don't you love me anymore? I was all alone the whole day and waiting for you to come home. I know I was only conscious for 2 hours of it, but they were 2 very lonely hours. I just want a little love and affection, that's all. But all I get from my boyfriend when he comes home is gripe. Oh, you didn't go grocery shopping. Oh, your paws are too cold. Ow, you're clawing my chest. I just want some cuddles and scritchies and to snuggle up on your chest to fall asleep so I can feel safe and protected. But you don't love me anymore. Oh, boo-hoo. Oh. Oh, you do love me? Well, you could certainly tell me a bit more often. Would that hurt you or something? Me? What do you mean? Yeah, of course I do. Like, hello, I'm letting you scratch my ears. Do you think I would let you do that if I didn't love you? And besides, I waited at home all day and took lonely naps. I mean, you know, I could have gone out. I could have let the neighbors feed me. They like to feed me, you know. Just last week, the Thompsons left a lasagna out for me. They're a little confused, but they've got the spirit. But my point is, I didn't go out and eat street lasagna, even though I could have, that you know of. I stayed home, faithful to you as a common dog girl, and waited for you to come home and starve me. Isn't that love? But okay. If you insist, and you really need to hear the words, and the purring, and the kneading, and the cuddling, and the head bonking aren't enough, then all right. I love you. There. Now, your turn. Okay, well, but how much do you love me, Come on. Use some adjectives. I know you can. How much do you love me? More than catnip? More than salmon? More than sunbeams? Well, I guess you did your best. I'll allow it. Enough with all the babble. I'm getting sleepy. I want to catch some Z's here. When I get up, we're gonna make dinner, okay? I know. Can we have blueberry pancakes? What? I don't care that pancakes are breakfast food. I want blueberry pancakes. No, strawberry. Oh no, plain. No. On second thought, blueberry. And who decided pancakes are breakfast food anyway, huh? They certainly didn't ask me for my opinion. Now stop being argumentative and give me back rubs. And scritchies. And kisses. And... I love you. You wussy. Good night.